Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, providing you a video on the topic of this repentance of sins heresy moments. And I want to talk to you about Judas Iscariot. The Bible reads in Matthew 27, verse 3, "Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders." And so in Matthew 27, verse 3, we see that Judas, after he betrays Jesus, before he kills himself, he repents himself. You know, he's sorry about what he did. He tries to return the money. He tries to undo what he already did. Hey, he's sorry. He's sad. He regrets it. He wished he never did it. But, you know, we know that Judas Iscariot went to his own place. We know that he was the son of perdition. We know that he ended up in hell. But you say, wait a minute. It says he repented himself. Now, here's the reason why this is important. Because what a lot of people try to do that take an in-between position on repentance of sins. So you got one side that says repentance of sins is, you know, required for salvation. You must turn or burn. It's all about repenting of your sins. You got another side that says it's all about believing on Jesus Christ. Then you got this side in the middle that tries to mix these and say, well, these are both. You got to both repent and both believe. It's a combination. And they'll often say that, you know, you cannot believe on Jesus Christ without repenting of your sins, and you cannot repent of your sins unless you were to believe on Jesus Christ. That these two things are completely linked together. You can't have one without another. Well, if that's the case, my question is, where did Judas Iscariot go when he died? Because it says he repented himself. He tries to return the money. It clearly says he repents himself. He's clearly sorry for what he did. He regrets what he did. He wishes he hadn't done what he already did. But, you know, the bottom line was Judas Iscariot died and he went to hell. Why? Well, because he never believed on Jesus Christ. What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you want to look at one example of the Bible of someone who really does repent of their sins and repent themselves and just is really sorry for what they did, here's your example, Judas Iscariot. And not only does it show us that it's not required for salvation, we actually see that, hey, it's possible to repent yourself and still end up in hell. Why? Because salvation is this: he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Thank you, and God bless.